Hi, my name is Stu Hodgman, and I'm a Cornish native, born and raised in Cornish, and currently I'm the president of the Cornish Historical Society. We're at the Cornish-Windsor Bridge, which is a well-known landmark in the area, and it was built in 1866 at a cost of $9,000. This is the longest wooden bridge in the United States and the longest two-span covered bridge in the world. In Ohio, there is a new bridge that is, in fact, longer as a two-span bridge. However, it's alleged that there's a lot of steel in it. So we're just feeling like we still have the longest wooden bridge, covered bridge. And so I don't know if that'll hold any water or not. But anyway, that's what we say. Well, I've always had an affection for it because we cross and we cross it to go to school. I went to a one-room school in Cornish initially, and then in high school I went to Windsor High, so always went across it. And I recall in the 50s, in 1954, they did some work on the bridge, and we had to walk across. The bus would let us out here at the New Hampshire side, and we walk across to the school. In the 80s, it was redone at the cost of $4.5 million to refurbish the whole bridge. And there was some discussion at the time that perhaps it should be relegated to foot traffic and build a new metal bridge north of it. But I don't know how that politics went, but in any case, they refurbished the bridge, and it has stood up ever since, and it certainly, we hope it remains that way.